From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. This summer, the Pentagon is expected to replace Army Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez as the top U.S. military officer in Iraq. The Defense Department insists this is part of a planned rotation and not linked to the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the scandal is likely to hurt Sanchez's career.
Like most U.S. officials, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, a spokesman for Central Command, went out of his way today to say that Sanchez's departure is being timed to coincide with the June 30th transfer of sovereignty. That's when the U.S. Occupation Authority will be replaced by an embassy, and Sanchez will be replaced by a four-star general.
We have always expected General Sanchez to depart sometime after sovereignty, transfer sovereignty. Our expectations, my personal expectation was, like me, he would be departing sometime in the July time period.
At the White House, President Bush was praising Sanchez today.
Rick Sanchez has done a fabulous job. He's been there for a long time. His service has been exemplary.
But the president sidestepped a direct question about whether the move was linked to the prisoner abuse scandal, leaving the impression that it was. The man likely to replace Sanchez is General George Casey, the Army Vice Chief of Staff. Analysts say that's meant as a clear signal to allies that the U.S. remains committed to stabilizing Iraq, a promise President Bush made again last night. Sanchez's career, meantime, looks uncertain. He was expected to be promoted to take over the U.S. Southern Command. But military analyst Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies doubts Sanchez would get through a congressional confirmation hearing at this point in time, as the prisoner abuse investigations widen.
This is a firestorm, and it has a major political impact throughout Iraq and the Arab world. And the United States cannot be seen as promoting someone, unfortunately, until he is proven innocent. That may not jibe with the normal legal way we deal with things, but this is a political war, and political symbolism is critical.
Sanchez has taken responsibility for the prisoner abuses, which happened under his watch, though he insisted he didn't know the extent of the scandal until one whistleblower alerted the chain of command in January. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says even putting detainee abuse aside, members of Congress would likely question other parts of Sanchez's record in Iraq.
I think General Sanchez, like a number of other people who've been involved in the Iraq mission, is going to be vulnerable to some second-guessing about his key decisions. Certainly, Abu Ghraib is the most prominent current example, but I might actually emphasize operations like the firefight in Fallujah at least as much.
Sanchez is in charge of about 140,000 American men and women in uniform and the counterinsurgency campaign. Cordesman argues that Sanchez was in an untenable situation, second-guessed by Washington and having to work under the U.S. occupation authority. He says the Iraq strategy was flawed long before Sanchez got there last year.
The unfortunate reality is if you're going to pin the problem on anybody, it would be on those people who, in planning the war, simply refused to recognize how unpopular we could be in parts of Iraq.
The Abu Ghraib scandal has cast another shadow, which seems unlikely to dissipate anytime soon. Just yesterday, Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who ran the prisons at the time, received further administrative punishment. She was suspended from her command. She, in turn, has criticized Sanchez's handling of the investigation, a theme likely to get more attention in military trials, congressional hearings, and ongoing investigations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.